Simple lines drawn on canvas created a face that demanded my attention. I had to have her. I'm not a fan of antique shops or auction settings. There's just too much to take in. My senses are on overload. It's impossible for me to zero in on one gem. I see it all, every single thing. But on this particular day, it didn't take long to find it, my must-have. A lifetime of someone's collected treasures were now in an estate sale. I honed in on her. A simply drawn portrait of a woman. Her face was stunning. Her features were sketched with fine lines of carbon that hinted at full lips, soulful eyes, and an aquiline nose. The curved lines around her face suggested curly hair. The dimpled chin was not unlike my own. Subtle, but there. I still can't explain my attraction. An associate asked me if I had any questions. I said, "I like this, and the price is right." He leaned in and whispered, "That's not the price. It's the lot number. But if you like it, it's yours." A find and a gift rolled into one, a gem indeed. The bigger surprise was when I turned the piece around. I couldn't believe my eyes. Written in very yellowed paper were the words, "A small token of my appreciation to Dr. Sylvan Hershey, who takes good care of my wife." The date? February 7th, 1975. The artist's name was hard to decipher, but I could clearly read the doctor's name, and I went to my computer. I found him. Dr. Hershey, New York City, OBGYN. Wow, talk about a find. The gems were multiplying. With no email listed, I wrote a letter with all my information and mailed it to his office. Soon I received an email from Dr. Hershey's daughter. She told me that at her father's retirement, her parents decided to downsize. An auction company bought the contents of the house, and she ended by saying, "And my father would love to talk to you. Here's his number, but speak up, he's hard of hearing." I decided not to write the questions, but to simply hear what the doctor had to say. I was hoping that telling him how much I loved the drawing would be enough to get him talking. I called the number. "Hello? Dr. Hershey, my name is Jean Kay. I bought a framed drawing that has your name on the back of it. I was wondering if you could tell me something about the woman in the picture." He could not have been more gracious. He remembered the piece and knew exactly where it hung in his office. "Very nice woman," he said. "She was a patient for many years, but her husband, he was an artist or a musician or something. I didn't like him." We chatted for a long time. I loved his candor, and even though I wanted to know more, I had enough information to satisfy my curiosity and have a story to tell. I hope that one day my children will value the image of this woman and hold her as dear as Dr. Hershey and I have.